Serve him, rolling.
He's already been served. I served him. He's taken care of. He's a little slow, but he got it.
Roland Martin from our Washington, D.C. studios. Good morning.
Tom, Cyril, and Jay, hope all is well with you, no matter where you are. I was trying to figure out, Tom, what I wanted to say on my last day on the show. It's been a great 7 years being here with you guys, and I was trying to figure it out. And yesterday, I saw this Trevor Noah controversy with Comedy Central, and I was looking at, so I wrote a piece on thedailybeast.com called Comedians Are an Endangered Species, and I was still so ticked off. I said, you know what, I'm going to make this my last commentary. 6 years ago, Tom, Eric Holder, the Attorney General, gave a speech where he said we were a nation of cowards unwilling to deal with the issue of race. I think we actually are a nation of cowards because somehow we have forgot what the job description of a comedian is. Here's a young brother, 31 years old, who just got a major job taking the place of Jon Stewart. And less than 24 hours later, he's been called anti-Semite. He's been called misogynistic. He's been called all kinds of names because he cracked jokes. Last I checked, that's what comedians do. And so I don't understand, when did we become a nation of wimps? When did we become a nation of a bunch of sourpusses? When did we become a nation of people who somehow are judging comedians based on some pathetic, silly, political correct standard, when the whole point is for us to laugh? Comedians are supposed to make fun of people. So all of a sudden now, comedians can't make fat jokes. They can't make skinny jokes. It can't talk about gay people. It can't talk about straight people. It can't talk about married people. It can't talk about single people. It can't talk about black people, Jewish people, white people, Hispanic people. And then people say, well, you can't be too crass. Well, hell, Don Rickles shouldn't have a job then. You can't. Oh, yeah, you shouldn't sit here and just trash people. Well, Lisa Lampanelli need to go ahead and work in the drive-thru at McDonald's because surely we shouldn't go watch her comedy. Jamie Foxx is sitting here hosting the iHeart Awards. And all of a sudden, folks calling him transphobic because he made a Bruce Jenner joke. It was sitting right there. And then they say, well, his daughter was in the audience. No, the real question is, why the hell was she at a music award show when she got no damn talent? I don't understand how everything now is a social media outrage, and then traditional media picks up these stupid stories based upon a few tweets of some people, and somehow that becomes the issue. Here's the deal. If you are so sensitive when it comes to what comedians say, well, you know what? Just watch some old Lawrence Welk videos and just have you a great day. I am sick and tired of this ridiculous country where now comedians have to now go on an apology tour for cracking a joke. If you don't like what a comedian has to say, go sit your unfunny behind down and go read a book and listen to music. They are supposed to make us laugh. Comedians say the things that we actually say deep down inside. They really, because they don't have any filter. That's what they do. They go on stage and they're supposed to say that stuff. And I'm sure, Tom, right now in heaven, Richard Pryor and George Carlin, and George Carlin, not that, because he believed in God, and Lenny Bruce, and Bob's Mabley, and all of them, and Robin Harris, they sitting around saying, God, thank you for letting me die before the 21st century. Thank you I wasn't here, because them mugs down there are too sensitive. This makes no sense whatsoever. So Trevor Noah, and also to the sister out there who was on TV acting a fool, talking about Trevor Noah, he made a whole, he wrong for even talking about black people. Hell, we talk about Africans. Can we stop this nonsense? This is a 31-year-old brother who has gotten a major shot. And yeah, he's South African, but I really don't care. And what you should be saying, all you crazy fools, is how in the hell is Comedy Central the most diverse anchor desk? Because they were able to find two black people to host shows each night when the cable news, damn it, can't find one real brother or sister to host a show. That's all right. I'm saying. All so, right. Folks, let the comedians do what they do, period. And learn to laugh, damn it.
All right,
never
Roland.
I'd agree with him. Never thought I would agree with
Roland?
Him.
Roland?
Yes.
Your last commentary?
Yeah, you know, I mean, if you're going to go out, you go out right. Come you don't do Sip. It, you do it.
Roland?
Come on. That's so weak. Come on. I appreciate the effort, though. But you got to come stronger than that, Roland.
Look, man, really? I was focused on the commentary. Okay, sell that. Okay. I was focused.
You just threw it out there.
Just threw it out there. I mean, come on.
Yeah, okay, I appreciate that.
Probably would have worked, man.
Whatever.